This is Clan Radio, powered by Wellwood Communications. A 7-1 loss for the Clan tonight with me, the head coach, John Tripp. First of all, your thoughts on that game tonight from what you saw?
Oh, I'd like to just wash that from my memory.
Fair enough.
That's my thought.
An experimental side, I believe. You were trying different things. How did you feel that worked? Obviously, the result kind of reflects that.
Well, even if I kept the lines are not going to be the same with the new players coming in. So why not change it up? And I want to see how players react and play in an uncomfortable and a new environment. It can give you a good attestment to their character and stuff like that. So, I mean, a couple of guys did fairly well, and then there's a couple of guys that that might need a little kick coming up. So, overall, it's I think the most what we can learn from today is they can't take any game easy, and they got to come out better and stronger, because if we do that, it's going to be a long season. So, I think they'll be ready for Saturday or Sunday.
It's better to make the mistakes in a game like tonight than Saturday, isn't it?
100%.
And of course, looking ahead to Saturday, Manchester Storm, the first competitive game of the season. How's the team looking?
Oh, they're looking the same as they were the last 3 weeks. We're still short a lot of players, but as long as the guys play with a little bit more emotion and passion, we'll fare better.
Christopher Bjorklund arrived in the country today. Will we expect to see him on Saturday?
Yeah, I'm assuming he'll be playing on Saturday. I'm not sure what kind of shape he'll be in. I haven't met him yet. He just flew in today, so I'll be going and skating with him tomorrow. The guys are just going to go and ride the bike for a little bit and prepare for two games and two nights.
You told me on Sunday you hate losing. I take it your first answer when we first spoke here that kind of sums it up, really.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, the one thing is I don't have to go in and yell at the game, yell at the players today, because I'm pretty sure they know what the score was. So, I mean, no one's more embarrassed than they are. As long as they remember what that feeling is and as long as they never feel it again, we'll be okay.
Can you take any positives from the game tonight? You mentioned a couple of players did okay for you, but is there anything else that kind of stands out for you?
No, just hopefully we learn from this, and that'll be the positive that we can take from this. But it's one of those games where you just want to, it's gone, it's done, it's over, and now we're concentrating on Saturday.
Good stuff, John. Thank you.
All right, thanks.